It's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're going to be talking about his recent articles on the WorldNet Daily, his articles on human events. We're going to be talking about the security and prosperity partnership that has been agreed to between Mexico and the United States and Canada. The SSP, or the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is designed to change America forever, to remove our borders, to remove our sovereignty, because there really are people who have a different world agenda. They hate America. They hate freedom. They believe that they have been chosen as an elite to rule the world. In fact, one of the leaders, David Rockefeller, actually told a friend of mine, Congressman Dannemeyer, some men are born to rule, most are born to be ruled. And he was talking about common people like you and me. So basically they're doing everything they can to disrupt our country, to destroy it by bringing in multiculturalism and multilingualism, and bringing people from all over the world with different cultures. And of course this is all aimed at destroying the solidarity of our nation. People can come here from other countries and be good Americans, but when you're bringing in countless millions of them every single year, about 4 million every year, why, very, very soon, why, they simply do not assimilate, they form their own little culture, and then you can play one group against the other, and that's exactly what they're doing in this country, and it is all being funded by the Ford Foundation and the other great tax-exempt foundations, because they have a different agenda, they have a different worldview. And they hate America. Well, let's go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's done a tremendous amount of work on the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Dr. Corsi, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Dr. Stan, a great honor to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you pick up the story, and I'm going to be quiet.
Well, your introduction was quite good. The story begins really in Waco, Texas, where in March 2005, President Bush had a summit meeting with President Fox of Mexico, and then Prime Minister Paul Martin in Canada. And at that summit meeting, they signed a joint declaration at the end of it, which proclaimed a security and prosperity partnership. Now that's going to be important. We're going to talk about that. And it's going to be under the initials SPP, like in Security and Prosperity Partnership. S, Sam, Peter, because it's going to end up being a website in the U.S. government, spp.gov. At the time, this agreement that they signed, Dr. Sand, really this looked like it was innocuous. It seemed like almost like a press release that summarized their meeting and indicated that they'd all come to agreement. We were going to work for peace and prosperity among the three countries. But the plan was quite different. A few weeks later, in May 2005, the Council on Foreign Relations came out with a report, which was a task force report, and it was entitled, Building a North American Community. Building a North American Community. Now, that task force report indicated that the blueprint, the purpose of this SPP partnership was to build a North American Union, which would be a new government, a super regional government ultimately, created in 2010. Just around the corner.
All right, we hold that thought, Dr. Corsi. We'll be back here in just a moment as we begin to explore this effort to destroy the sovereignty of our people. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we've had him on in the past talking about his book on Black Gold, Stranglehold, one of the few books that really tell you the truth about the current manufactured oil crisis. But Today we're going to be talking about something perhaps even more important, certainly much more apropos, because Dr. Corsi has written a new book, I believe, with Jim Gilchrist on the Minutemen, and that book is going to be out here next month, and we'll be, of course, I think, carrying the book for certain. But you must understand, out in the ladies, the listening audience, that there is a move to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to merge the United States and Mexico and Canada. And Dr. Corsi is talking about the security and prosperity partnership plan that was initiated in the 23rd of March of last year, 2005, and then within about 2 months, why the Council on Foreign Relations, which really controls George Bush, you don't think that he really makes the decisions on his own, do you? They came out with this plan. It's called Building a North American Community, and you pick up the story there, please.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan, and this Building a North American Community calls for a new nation to be created. It will be called the North American Union, and it will be a regional country, just very much like the European Union has become a country. It'll take NAFTA from an economic trade partnership and make it into a government. And this regional government will have supremacy over the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And the basic core of the plan is that the only border that we'll care anything about under this North American Union is the perimeter, the border around Canada, the border around the United States, the border around Mexico. The border between the United States and Mexico will be erased. The border between Canada and the United States will be erased. So there'll be free movement of all people, all trade, and all capital, because, you know, Mexicans will now be citizens of North America, just as we will first be North American Union citizens and second citizens of the United States.
And, of course, this sounds so preposterous, isn't it? You've actually been back to Washington, D.C. to talk to the congressman there. And they have no idea what's going on, do they?
That's right. I've had to go from congressman's office to congressman's office. I've talked to them. I said, do you know what about SPP.gov and the Security and Prosperity Partnership? And they and their aides do not. I've sat down with the congressman and showed them on their own computers where this is in government documents.
All right. I want you to hold that thought for just a moment and we'll bring our stations all back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Corsi is talking about how he actually went back to Washington, D.C. within the last couple of weeks, went from congressman's office to congressman's office, and talked to the not only the assistants, but many times to the congressmen themselves, and the congressmen were amazed to find out about this program, this official government program, this program designed to destroy the sovereignty of America that has already been agreed to without their knowledge. So pick up the story there.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. In this March 23rd, 2005, at the Waco, Texas summit, President Bush, President Fox, and Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership. It was really a declaration of the joint press release of their summit meeting, but it had in it the plan that just 2 months later the Council on Foreign Relations releases a task force report called Building a North American Community, and the plan is that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is going to become the North American Union, and that's going to be a new regional government. Just like the European Union went from being a free trade area into a government, so too we're going to go from NAFTA to the North American Union. This is the plan that President Bush has already agreed to. Dr. Sam, when I was doing this book, Minutemen, with Jim Gilchrist, the one that will be out in July, we couldn't figure out why President Bush wouldn't secure our border. We know there are terrorists coming across the border. There are Hezbollah terrorists sitting in federal prison that were sending money from Detroit back to Lebanon. And they came across the border in Mexico. We couldn't figure out if President Bush had a war on terror, why he wouldn't secure the border. Well, the answer was because on March 23rd, 2005, he'd signed a document and agreed he would not. In fact, he'd erase the border with Mexico.
But because they can't tell the American people that, they don't want to give up their sovereignty or their freedom any more than the people of Europe want to give up their sovereignty or their freedom, so they've got to lie to them. and they lied to the people of Europe, and that's how they got them into the European Union. And they're withholding the information from America, and the president's, oh my goodness, we're going to send 6,000 troops to the border, we're really going to do something, because they're not going to have any guns, and you know, and they're certainly not going to be able to do anything about apprehending the illegal immigrants, but we're going to create the perception we're doing something, and oh my goodness, we want English to be the official language of our country, but if you go to the president's website, an awful lot of his speeches are in Spanish there, as well as in English. And so they say one thing to appease the people, but they do have their own agenda, don't they?
Yes, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. I mean, everything we're going to talk about tonight is fully documented. The articles I've written in Human Events Online and World Net Daily, the book, The Minutemen, with Jim Gilchrist, when it's out in July, you're going to see all documentation on this, government websites. You can go to spp.gov, samuelpeterpeter.gov, that's Security and Prosperity Partnership.gov. The spp.gov is within the Department of Commerce. It's the Department of Commerce website. And you'll see that there's 20 working groups composed of all kinds of our different agencies.
But, of course, they won't tell us who was on the groups, and they won't let you see the agreement that the president signed, will they?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. I called up the woman who heads that section. Her name is Jerry Word, within the Department of Commerce, and she said that they had not published the names of the working groups and many of their work products, which are memorandums of understanding and trilateral agreements, have not been published. I'm preparing to file a Freedom of Information Act request in order to get those released to the public. And what they're doing, Dr. Stan, is these different working groups are creating the North American Union by regulation.
And, of course, they're doing an end run around national sovereignty, as Richard Gardner had suggested back in 1974, an end run around national sovereignty, and the people won't even realize what's happened until one day they wake up and America, as we know it, no longer exists.
That's right, Dr. Stan. The President of the United States will not come forward, has not, to the American people. If he'd run on this in 2004, he would have lost and said, my plan is to create a North American Union by 2010, and that's why I've created the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That's what he's doing. That's what our government is actively doing. But instead of telling that to the people, it's presented as if all we're trying to do is make everybody more secure and more prosperous. But the plan calls for the border to be erased. These working groups are doing things, Dr. Sand, like they're going to issue everyone a North American Union passport instead of a U.S. passport. They'll have a biometric card and a North American Union passport, and so will everyone in Mexico. There will no longer be illegal immigration, because if 30 million more Mexicans want to come to the United States, or 40 or 50, they can all come to the United States, and they'll have a right to live here and a right to all the social benefits of the United States. Welfare, their children will become birthright babies if they're born here. I mean, all of that will then become part of the plan for the North American Union, this new country that President Bush is putting into place after he signed this Waco, Texas agreement.
And, of course, we'll do away with immigration. We will no longer have immigration. We'll have migration. And
right.
Who can be against migration?
And also, Dr. Stan, we won't even have an immigration control enforcement agency within the Department of Homeland Security. That'll go away, because we're not worrying about the borders anymore between Mexico and Canada and the United States. We'll just have a North American Union Immigration Control Authority. That's in the Consul and Foreign Relations document, Building a North American Community. And that document says it is the blueprint behind the Security and Prosperity Plan. And it's the exact blueprint. If you look at the working groups in SPP.gov and the Department of Commerce, those working groups are implementing the CFR, the Consul and Foreign Relations Plan.
And what is the CFR? Why are they so interested in it? We hear a lot of talk about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, but why are they involved with what the president is doing?
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations, as you know, and you, Dr. Stan, have been one of the leaders in getting this information out to your listening audience and to the public. And they have been an organization that had a very leftist organization of elite. I have to be invited to join this. And there are many people in the administration and in Clinton's administration who have been part of this group. Even Tony Snow, the press secretary, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And their agenda for 40 years, maybe longer, has been to see nation states, in particular the United States, go away. They want us to get post-U.S. They want regional and ultimately world governments to rule. And their plan has been stated in many reports. But now, with President Bush in office, they finally have gotten an opportunity to take NAFTA and get it into the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which President Bush signed in March 23rd, 2005, with Vincente Fox and Prime Minister Martin of Canada, to erase our border and to implement the next step, which is the North American Union, the government, which is being put into place by FPP.gov within the Commerce Department, headed by three department secretaries, Secretary Gutierrez of Commerce, Secretary Rice, Secretary of State, and Secretary Chertoff of the Department of Homeland Security, and their counterparts in Mexico and Canada, because there's also SPP.gov type websites in both Mexican government and the U.S. and Canada, all three, and the links are there on SPP.gov, so you can see those Mexican and Canadian sites for yourself.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that while we have boys over in Iraq and Afghanistan supposedly fighting for freedom and to protect America from the wicked terrorists and from Osama bin Laden, why, we're losing our freedom here at home. And the one thing they do not want is for the American people to understand what this is all about, or to ask, who's funding all these terrorists over there? And somebody's got to put up an awful lot of money to keep all these terrorists. In fact, most of the people are not terrorists. They are Iraqis who do not like the occupation. Probably less than 10% of the people are actually al-Qaeda. We don't even understand where the funding for that is coming from. But we never learn anything about the Vietnam War, where the funds for the Vietnam War came from, and how a little country the size of the state of Mississippi could hold off the United States for a period of 10 years, and America would end up losing the Vietnam War. It doesn't make any sense any more than what's going on today, but maybe there was another agenda behind Vietnam. Maybe there's another agenda behind what's going on over there today. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this major highway they're going to put in.
Well, that's extremely interesting. It's going to be the NAFTA Superhighway, Dr. Stan, and it's going to go all the way from Texas, Laredo, Texas. It's going to parallel Interstate 35, right up through Kansas City, all the way up through Minnesota into Canada. It's going to be four football fields wide of highways, 10 lanes in, you know, just in total, 5 lanes in each direction. 3 for passenger, 2 for trucks, plus rail, both commuter and freight rail, plus pipelines for oil and natural gas and lines for electricity, all in this superhighway. And it's going to extend all the way down into Mexico. And the plan is that in Mexico, ports like Lerazo, Cardenas, and the Baja, what will happen is that the huge container ships coming from China and the Far East with these cheap goods manufactured by, you know, people paid basically nothing in China and the Far East, will come in through Mexico instead of coming in through Los Angeles and Long Beach. The reason being, they don't have to have any longshoremen. They don't have to pay those wages to the Mexican dock workers. Then the goods will be put on Mexican trains and taken to Monterey. Again, no United Transportation workers, and Mexican trucks. No Teamsters will be brought into the United States.
Now, of course, people can actually check this out on the Internet. What's the website for the...
Website is NASCOCorridor.com. N-A-S-C-O. Nancy Alpha Sam Charlie Oscar Corridor. All one word. NASCOCorridor.com. You'll see the plan. You'll see actually the map. It's eye-popping and how shocking it is.
In fact, I've been there, NASCOCorridor.com. Go there, look at it, understand. All of this is laid out. They understand. They just don't want you to understand because you're not intelligent enough. You might object to losing your freedom and having your children enslaved. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Well, Dr. Kersey, somebody had asked, is there any possibility that all this massive invasion from Mexico is being actually encouraged, or perhaps even the people are being bribed or encouraged in some way to come across the border here? And, of course, this is a great diversion from seeing what's really going on?
Well, yes. In fact, the plan, Dr. Stan, is President Bush has intended it all along. I mean, the agreement signed, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, signed in Waco, Texas, on March 23, 2005, with Vincente Fox and Canada's Prime Minister, Paul Martin, that agreement was that we were going to ultimately become a North American Union, and that border with Mexico was going to be erased. And what the globalists, these multinational corporations and the regionalists, the elite, the plan is that the United States will be inundated by the impoverished masses of Mexico that will become then cheap labor, undercut our unions, undercut minimum wage workers, but subsidized by the middle class. All the people listening today, Dr. Stan, are going to have to, through their taxes, pay the social benefits. And this invasion would not be possible if we didn't provide those social benefits. That means hospitals are free, on demand. The children, when they're born, become birthright citizens under the 14th Amendment. Social services and welfare, education in Spanish, with no requirement that these people become U.S. citizens. Because after all, Dr. Stan, if we're going to have a North American Union as a government, they'll be citizens of the North American Union. And as such, they'll have passports and biometric cards and can go anywhere they want. They don't have to become citizens of the United States to live here. No one is expecting it.
But of course, we will have to finance them, exactly as is happening in Great Britain today, where the country is becoming bankrupted as countless millions of people come in, some of them coming in from the Commonwealth nations, others coming from Eastern Europe. And isn't it wonderful? You can go to Great Britain, you get free health care, and you get welfare and housing subsidies. And, well, here in the United States, if you don't make much money, they give you money. It's called the income tax credit, and really it says, well, if you don't make as much money to bring you up to the poverty level, we're just going to give you free money. Isn't that wonderful? Do we have a wonderful country? The question is, how are they going to make it pay? You have to have money. Government has no money. But what it takes from us by force, or what it prints, or what it borrows from other countries, and the American people have never stopped and wondered where this is going to end up when we are having to borrow almost $3 billion a day from other countries simply to pay all the expenses we're putting out. And no country can hope to survive when, of course, it goes bankrupt, and we're well on the way not only fiscally bankrupt, but morally bankrupt as well. Well, Dr. Kersey, as you tell people about this story, what sort of response do you get from them?
Well, at first, Dr. Sam, people can't believe it. They think it has to be nuts or imagined. But then, as I've written these articles in Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily, as Jim Gilchrist and I wrote this book, The Minutemen, it's going to come out in July, what we did was we documented everything. So you can go to my articles, you can click on the active links, and it will take you to the government websites we're talking about. You can read the documentation for yourself. You can see that it's happening. And that was critical. All of this work is based on government reports. The government is doing this and documenting it. It's there in the open. You just have to be willing to read the detailed and boring reports and put the pieces together. Because the president...
Hold that thought for just a moment, please.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Kersey. If you have a question you'd like to ask, why, give us a call of 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Dr. Kersey was just commenting that, when he first tells people about this, they look at him and said, this could not be true. I mean, if this were true, why George Bush would tell us, or my congressman would tell us, or Rush Limbaugh would tell us, or Sean Hannity, somebody would tell us. And then what happens is they suddenly begin to realize that they check it out on the Internet, they go to the government websites, they begin to understand it is true.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And the documentation, when you see this, for instance, fpp.gov, sampeterpeter.gov, it's the Department of Commerce website. And you see that we're doing things. 20 working groups. We're changing our aviation laws so that Mexican airplanes can come and go where they like. Canadian airplanes all through the United States and know where all of our airplanes are, even our military aircraft, where we're making the trucks, Mexican trucks can enter through this new NAFTA highway, the superhighway, this 4 football fields wide of new highway we're going to construct from Laredo, Texas up to Canada through Kansas City. And at the border, these Mexican trucks are only going to have a speed bump stop. I mean, they're going to be electronically secured to say, oh, yes, that's a truck we know. Not going to be looked inside. Mexican drivers, no demand that they meet Teamster standards of pay or Teamster standards of hours or professionalism on trucks that may be substandard. That's all going to be permitted under NAFTA, and our Supreme Court's going to have to stand down. Our Supreme Court has already decided in 2004 that we can't even apply our own environmental requirements on these Mexican trucks because, after all, we signed NAFTA. Now, once the President has signed, which he did in 2005, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and the North American Union is coming, once that North American Union is formed, the Supreme Group, the supremacy is going to go to the North American Union. We'll lose our sovereignty.
And of course, basically what happens is they'll set up a faceless bureaucracy, just like they have over in Europe. Where in Strasbourg you have all these officials from the European Union who tell people in all of the countries of Europe and in Great Britain what they'll do. I mean, you can't use pounds anymore. You have to use kilograms. All the regulations are that do away with the rights of the Englishman to habeas corpus and trial by jury. There are all sorts of crimes that are now European crimes. And, Chris, what is going to happen here in America would be more or less a prototype of or simply following along with what's going on over in Europe, wouldn't you say?
That's the plan, Dr. Stan. The plan is we're going to have the North American Union will be just like the European Union. Even our dollar will go away. Instead of the dollar, we're going to have a new currency, and they've named it. The elite are calling it the Amero. That's A-M-E-R-O. You're going to have Ameros in your wallet. The dollars are gone. And so who's going to protect our Bill of Rights and our constitutional liberties? I don't think Mexico or Canada is going to protect our Second Amendment gun rights. And Dr. Sand, even your radio show, you know, your good show, you tell too much truth. You might have to be shut down if you criticize the government or you say anything like we're saying today. It's going to have to be shut down because in Canada they do that. They may say you've committed hate crimes and you may have to, you know, pay penalties or go to prison because you've criticized the government. In Canada, that's possible.
And, of course, what has happened as far as Great Britain is concerned, suddenly their right of habeas corpus, which was the foundation of English law and, of course, of our law as well, that is simply gone as far as if you committed a European crime, why, you can be taken to Europe, you can be held for 90 days, you'll have a trial, but it'll, of course, be in French or German or Luxembourg or something like that. You know, and the rights of Englishmen are rapidly going, and they're concerned about it.
That's right.
We're doing this. We're losing our freedom here, and most people aren't concerned because we've got it so good. And of course, things could never change, or could they?
That's right. Well, and the laws that the North American Union courts will apply are not going to be the laws of the United States. They're going to be some undefined laws. Even now, these NAFTA Chapter 11 tribunals, a foreign company can sue because a state, by passing a law, has violated their commercial rights and demand compensation, and the law be ignored.
And of course, these will be regional courts. They will not
regional
be American courts. And people have to understand, George Bush really is simply a front man for the power elite that controls him. And of course, the same thing has been true for really all of our presidents. Bill Clinton was simply a pawn for the people who controlled him. But the major thing is to keep the American people from knowing what's going on. That's why they bought up most of the radio and television stations, and of course why they increasingly are doing everything to discredit those of us who are trying to get the truth out. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Mike calling from Phoenix. Is this Dr. Mike from Phoenix?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Okay, fine. Good to hear him. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. Dr. Corsi, I'm curious. I've always had trouble getting past the my congressman staffers. How did you manage to get into to actually speak to congressmen? And what kind of reaction did you get, and did you believe it, if it was a surprise, or you know, if they feigned not knowing about this?
All right. Certainly, Mike wants to know. Mike is a physician. I won't tell you what kind of physician he is, but he's from Phoenix, Arizona, and he's asking, you know, how did you get in to see the congressman, and were they really concerned, or were they just putting you on?
Well, one of the advantages I have with as much writing as I've done, is that a great number of the congressmen and senators and even the White House know who I am. And so when I show up, it's usually I'm welcomed, and I can get to see whomever I want to see, or they will talk to me on the phone. And you can tell that, I mean, you can just see that the congressmen and their top aides are shocked. I mean, their jaws drop. They can't believe it either. When they go to spp.gov, you know, they're supposed to be involved in oversight of what the executive branch does. They're not supposed to have a whole division of the U.S. government, the major one, in operations, making agreements with foreign countries, Mexico and Canada, and the congressman doesn't even know about it. I mean, it's shocking. And the congressmen were, you know, dumbfounded. They're getting their staff, you know, to work on this and getting reports produced. Representative Tancredo has come out fully in support of this. He is going to take the lead, and he is going to be writing letters and demanding that this information from SPP.gov come forward. But I can tell you that everyone I talked to had no idea of this, had never heard of it before, and were dumbfounded when they took a look at it.
And of course, I was back in Washington, D.C. about a month or so ago, and I know that time Dr. Corsi was going around and talking to many of the congressmen, you know, on the oil issue as well. So he's a very frequent person back there. He's somebody that people get to know.
Yeah, I just want to understand I'm sure a lot of the staffers were genuinely surprised and didn't know about this, but you know, the Federal Reserve continues to control our currency and credit issue. Our trade is essentially controlled by the WTO, an unelected body. These are not great surprises to Congress, and yet they persist, and Congress doesn't do anything about them.
We just have to put a lot of pressure on them. I want you to start calling your congressmen and your senators and let them know about it. And I think this is a great issue, and you got to help us get the information out. Hey, we're going to have to go. We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we just talked to Mike from Arizona, and now we've got Mike from Santa Cruz calling in. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Stan. I want to ask your guest if he's heard of the Pan American Health Organization and what how they might be figuring into this new design for the Americas.
I don't know. Do you know anything about the Pan American Health Organization?
I do. That's one of the regional groups. There's many of those, quite frankly. That are there, they'll be wrapped into this. They have pre-existed the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The plan is, once the North American Union is formed as a nation, once it's given a court, once it's given a parliament, once it's given a executive, and the dates for those are 2010, then these other groups that are working on a regional basis or hemisphere basis can be wrapped into them. But what is lacking so far, that President Bush has done by signing the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is he's committed us to a political decision, which is to erase our border with Canada, to erase our border with Mexico. Because as you look at these working groups within SPP.gov, it's clear the objectives they're driving toward is that nobody will be stopped coming across our border from Mexico if they have minimum North American Union documentation. Any truck or other mode of trade, moving goods will be permitted with minimum documentation. Any movement of capital and the courts and the rules that will be applied will not be the laws of the United States, even in the United States. The applicable laws will be determined by the North American Union Parliament and courts. And that's the shocking part of what's going on here, because it's actually like a coup d'etat being arranged by the executive branch. These committees, why we want to get a hold of their documents, They appear to be making decisions, memorandum of understanding, new declarations on a trilateral basis that exceed their congressional authority. And if that's the case, you've got renegade working groups making their own laws within the executive department, and that's completely outside bounds of the Constitution.
Well, of course, the president has said that, you know, he really doesn't believe in the Constitution. He actually signs all sorts of laws, and then he puts a little rider on there saying, I won't obey this law. And time and again, he has violated the Constitution. In fact, he signed the McCain-Feingold legislation, which was to restrict people from talking, or from organizations from talking about the voting record of a congressman within 6 months of of an election, or 6 weeks of the election. I've forgotten the details. And he said, I know this is unconstitutional, but I figure that the Supreme Court will find it unconstitutional, so I'll sign it. And then the Supreme Court held it constitutional. So here's a man who has intentionally violated the Constitution, which he has sworn to uphold. But as far as this Pan-American Health Group, Mike, I think there are all sorts of these internationalist organizations, and they are simply aimed at supranational organizations. The whole idea that we will no longer have a American health organizations, now we have to have Pan-American health organizations.
Yeah, it is hemispherical, like Mr. Corsi said.
Right.
It includes all the Americas, and it goes back at least 10 years that I know of, possibly further.
Okay.
Well, ultimately, the plan here is with CAFTA to extend into Central America, and then with FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, President Bush has wanted to take this hemisphere-wide. So I wouldn't be surprised after we have a North American Union formed, we'll have a Western Hemisphere Union formed.
And, of course, the thing is they're going to keep us involved in interminable wars and interminable crises and all sorts of soccer festivals and games and Super Bowls and anything to keep our attention off of the fact that there are people who are plotting to take away our freedom. And perhaps take away our lives as well.
One more question?
One more question. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding the renegade administrators, Mr. Corsi was referring to, are these is this the ministerial and stakeholder group that they speak of in their press releases?
Well, it's really pretty shocking, because what these working groups do is, let's say it's an aviation working group, they just pull in the appropriate members of the Department of Transportation and make them part of the working group. So these working groups that are organized in the Department of Commerce include representatives from about every agency of the U.S. government. And their work product, you know, as described on SPP.gov, is highly technical. I'm sure it's very boring. I'm sure it's, you know, memorandums of understanding, changes of regulation. But in proceeding that way, the administration, the executive branch of government, is rewriting North American rules, modifying U.S. law to include the concerns of Canada and Mexico, and to change what those regulations would be if they only applied the authority given to them by U.S. laws. That's completely outside bounds of the Constitution. That's never been done before.
But, of course, these people don't believe in the Constitution. These people have a higher calling, a higher goal. Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
Yep.
And let's go to, now we have a third Mike. This Mike is from New York. Mike from New York, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, it's so good to talk to you again, Dr. Corsi. I spoke with you with Alex the other day.
Yes.
When I mentioned the question regarding, was Hugo Chavez an impediment or a facilitator? And I know Dr. Stan has a viewpoint on that. But here's the question I have, though. You just kept on saying, you know, once they build a North American community, you wouldn't be surprised if they turn it into a Western Hemisphere community. I'm looking beyond that. Is Canada still a commonwealth with Great Britain? And
oh, yeah, it definitely is.
So there's your link to the European Union, as it takes us to a world government.
The whole motivation behind a lot of this is from the political left. It's a very, you know, kind of the original ideas for these world governments comes from Hegel and Marx. You know, it's the history is going to evolve. We don't have any need for nation states anymore. It's going to be a worldwide proletariat. Well, that just never worked. I'm far more Aristotelian. I think human beings are political animals, like Aristotle said. I think we need families. We need nation states for identity. And, you know, I'm just not going to trust that Mexico or Canada or the North America Union are going to protect, you know, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, which are unique in human history. And our form of government is unique formulation, like Abraham Lincoln said. That's in the process of being destroyed. And if Hugo Chavez has a leftist idea behind him. I think it, curiously, you know, the these multinational corporations are happy to take his leftist idea because they all want to agree that the middle class of the United States or the middle class wherever will subsidize cheap employment by ample social goods, welfare, and other benefits paid in the taxes of the middle class.
And, of course, we find that many times our leading capitalists, our leading industrialists just love to work with the communists because that gives them a guaranteed supply of labor. You don't have to worry about quality control. If people don't do a good job, you just have them taken out and shot. That's the ultimate in quality control.
And I've never known a communist country that didn't live with an elite at the top.
And this is, everything is elitist. This is why our elitists work with their elitists. In fact, this is why I believe sometimes our elitists finance their elitists and why we promote communism in many countries throughout the world today. But we can't let the American people realize that we brought Fidel Castro to power. We brought Mugabe to power. We actually did everything we could for many, many years to maintain the dictatorship in Russia. And they called it communism, but it had nothing to do with communism. It was basically a dictatorial elite who was in large part financed with loans, constant loans from the United States, just as we are financing communist China today. But we can't let the American people know that. They might catch on to the scam. Anything else, Mike?
Nope. I want to thank you both.
Hey, thank you so much. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And, of course, Dr. Corsi's written a number of books. What the next book is going to be coming out is going to be called The Minutemen, and it'll be available in July. Will it be the 1st of July or the end of July, do you know?
Probably closer to the end of July. You can see it now, Dr. Stannon, thank you for asking, on Amazon.com. You search my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. It's co-authored with Jim Gilchrist, and it's called Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders.
And, you know, I think it was so interesting. I did an interview with Chris Simcox earlier this week. And Chris, of course, works with Jim Gilchrist very closely. And suddenly Chris is talking about SSP, I should say SPP, the Security Partnership and Security and Prosperity Partnership. So you're really reaching these people, getting them educated, and they're reaching a large number of people across this country who are concerned about the immigration invasion, but don't understand that this is all part of the scam.
Well, I commend your show and your effort on this too, Dr. Stan, because you've been educating your audience for a long time about this. And it's important that people see the differences that now it's happening. This SPP partnership has been signed by President Bush. He's agreed not to secure the border. That's why it's not happening. He's agreed to erase the border. He's agreed that the North American Union can be formed, and the date is 2010.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Gerald calling from Frisco, Texas. Hi, Gerald. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. I know that the American Psychological Association tends to favor doctorate-level practitioners, but in Mexico, the doctors do the research, and the people with a master's-level education do the counseling. Now, I wonder if the APA is for this or against it, and the AMA may have some controversy also. Is there any indication those organizations may be troubled by this development?
I think they're all in the process of understanding it. The groups that are the most upset about it are the unions. You've got the Teamsters, you've got the longshoremen. They very clearly see that with initiatives not only being discussed, I mean, the Trans-Texas Corridor part of this NAFTA superhighway from Texas to Canada through Kansas City, that's going to be started next year. The hearings on that are next month. It's ready to go. In Kansas City, where the road is going to go through, has already committed $3 million of taxpayer money to build out within their smart port a Mexican customs agency. It'll be Mexican sovereign soil in that customs agency. It'll be the first one ever on U.S. soil, and that'll be the first stop, really, on this Trans-Texas Corridor on part of the NAFTA Superhighway going up to Canada. And the Teamsters know that there will be no trucks carrying the goods from Los Angeles to Long Beach if those goods are dropped off in the Baja in Mexico.
And I think that this is going to affect every aspect of our lives. You know, it's going to affect the psychologists, it's going to affect the doctors, it's going to affect the Teamsters, it's going to affect the longshoremen. It's going to destroy the unions here in America and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And that is exactly what this is intended to be. And, of course, the social welfare benefits we're going to have to provide for people are simply going to bankrupt the nation.
Right.
There's no better way than to destroy a nation to do what they're doing.
That's right. If the cheap goods we can get from China are not worth the cost of U.S. sovereignty. Millions of Americans did not fight and die in battle for the North American Union. They fought for the United States of America.
You're absolutely right. Hey, look, thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's go. Now this is the fourth mic this afternoon, but this is another mic from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question or comment?
Just two questions. Will Cuba be part of this at all?
Cuba's not included right now, but when it gets expanded into a hemisphere-wide, I'm sure there'll be pressure put in. I'm sure by then Cuba will be included.
Okay.
But the point is, the first one, the what's forming right now is the North American Union between the Canada, United States, and Mexico. You've got executive-level departmental groups in each of the three governments right now in SPP.gov and their counterparts, also called SPP.gov, in Mexico and Canada, forming all sets of new they call them trilateral regulations, which affect everything from e-commerce to trade to borders to passports to identification to aviation, to health, to environment, you name it, there's a task force involved in it.
Now, after this is done and there's no border, I don't know what we'll be called then, but will, as us Americans, will we be able to purchase property in Mexico with an actual deed?
It's interesting. You'll have a North American Union passport, and you'll have a Merrill's in your pocket. And I can guarantee you that Mexicans will be allowed to buy property here. I can't guarantee you right off that Mexico will be nearly as fair, because even though they're trying to knit this together, you know, the United States is already 71% of the economies that these three put together. They're going to take and make Mexico and Canada equals with us in rights, and I'm sure that they're going to respect their rules more than they respect ours. That's the way these unions tend to be done. Look at the European Union.
And, Mike, I think you have to understand there's an intense hatred for America among many of the elite in this country. They want to do everything they can to destroy it, and they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Already now today, Dr. Stan, you know, if you've got a matriculare consular card and a taxpayer ID, not a Social Security number, you can probably buy property in the United States right now as a Mexican.
Right. And of course, I know a friend of mine worked for the banks, and she was called to a meeting up in San Francisco where they were told that, you know, we should do everything we can to help the poor Mexicans ship their money back to their country. Now, they're making a lot of money. They ship about $20 billion back to Mexico, probably all throughout the world, maybe $40 or $60 million.
$30 billion from the United States last year. We documented it in the book Minutemen.
$30 billion. That's money that won't be spent here, but our government is encouraging this to happen.
Well, that's right, and so are the banks. And the banks are lowering their fees, and there's a big move on to have no fees. That money is not taxed. And it's either the first or second major source of foreign exchange currency for Mexico.
Yeah, in fact, isn't it the second largest source of income for Mexico?
Yes, it's the biggest business virtually outside of oil and tourism. It sends remittances in Mexico. And Mexico, Dr. Sandy, you've got to understand, is a totally corrupt country. I mean, it still has a few billionaires at the top and a mass of impoverished and extremely impoverished masses at the bottom.
And this is the way it's going to be here in America before long. That's exactly what the people of great wealth want.
No middle class at all.
Amen to that. And people have to understand this is not just hysterical talking. Go to these websites. And what are those websites, again, where people can get this information to check it out for themselves?
Go to SPP, Sam Peter Peter, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP.gov. That's the website in the Department of Commerce. You'll see all these working groups. And if you go to NASCOCorridor.com, that's NASCO, Nancy, Alpha, Sam, Charlie, Oscar, NASCOCorridor.com, you'll see the NAFTA Superhighway. along with the Trans-Texas Corridor, part of it, extending into Mexico all the way through the United States, Texas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, into Minnesota, on up into Canada, stretching across Canada.
And, of course, it's going to put a lot of our truckers out of business there, but they don't care. I mean, the whole idea is to redistribute our wealth. And those of you who have not yet seen the Earth Charter or read, especially Part 10A, that talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, that's what they have in a communist country, equitable distribution of wealth. Well, except for the elite, of course. They get all the money and all the benefits. And, of course, between nations, that means we're going to send our money out of this country to help everybody throughout the world as we lower our living standards. And people say, that couldn't be true. Well, get a copy of the Earth Charter. We have it in our financial tsunami syllabus, Sustainable Development. Get it off the Internet. We'll send you a free copy if you call us. Get the information. Could it really be true? Are we really involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men? Well, Dr. Corsi, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Sam, thank you for devoting as much as you've devoted to getting this word out for so long. I want your listeners to realize that what we're talking about is happening. President Bush has signed, did it on March 23rd, 2005, the Security and Prosperity Partnership with Vincente Fox and with Canada, Prime Minister Martin. That's going to become the North American Union. The articles I've written and Human Events Online and WorldNetDaily.com provide the links. You can see SPP.gov to see the working groups that are building this North American Union right now within the Department of Commerce, the executive level, putting this into place, a new government, the North American Union, by regulation. Expect to have Ameros, not dollars, in your pocket. A dollar is going to go away under the North American Union. Look at NASCOCorridor.com, N-A-S-C-O. NASCOCorridor.com. Look at this, 4 football fields wide of new interstate, going to run parallel to Interstate 35. That's the NASCO Superhighway, and it's going to be a speed bump at the border in Laredo, Texas. That's going to be the corridor through which Mexican trucks can bring in the goods manufactured in China and the Far East, brought into ports in Mexico, in the Baja, instead of having to go through union workers at Los Angeles and Long Beach and be trucked by Teamsters across the United States. It's coming, Dr. Stan. President Bush has signed it. The reason he doesn't secure our borders, as Jim Gilchrist and I explain in this new book, The Minutemen, is because President Bush has agreed not to secure the borders. He's agreed to erase the border. He just will not come forward and tell that to the American people.
And of course, the American people really wouldn't understand this. The American people want to maintain our sovereignty. But how do we make them realize that this is real? As long as things are so good, most people are worried about who's going to win the soccer cup, who's going to win the hockey cup, you know, what's going to happen, you know, as far as some of the great new television programs we're watching, without understanding that our most precious possession certainly is our Constitution, which gives us the freedom and the wonderful quality of life we've had here, unparalleled throughout all history in any nation. And it is all being destroyed by a group of wealthy people who have a different vision of the world, because they, first of all, want to consolidate the Western Hemisphere, and then they want to unify the various trade blocs throughout the world, and then unify the world. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for being with us, and please get us a copy of that book as soon as it's available, and we'll put you on again, and we'll keep hammering at this issue until we wake up everybody we can, or they move to silences.
Well, thank you, Dr. Santa. Great honor to be with you again. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Corsi. I hope you get our material. You could order this tape. And we have several, actually, interviews we've done with Dr. Corsi on this subject. It is vitally important. So please, you know, if you'd like to get our 4-tape set on immigration, if you'd like to get a copy of this tape with Dr. Corsi, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand who is funding all of this, why you want to get the book Importing Revolution, that tells how all of these radical Mexican groups, these separatist groups, these violent groups, LULAC, La Raza, Maldave, all funded by the Ford Foundation. Why is the Ford Foundation doing it? Well, of course, you need to get the book Foundations, than power and influence. Tells you about the great tax-exempt foundations that have been funding communist and socialist organizations in the United States for three-quarters of a century. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to pull it all together, because unless you understand the spiritual forces that energize this, you cannot understand what's going on. We carry a book written by a Satanist. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. It was written by Manly Palmer Hall, who created the Philosophical Research Society in Southern California, a 33rd degree Mason, but of course then he went on into the upper echelons of Masonry, where the true esoteric, true occult ceremonies are carried out. But his book, The Secret Destiny of America, gives you the whole background. This plan has been around for 3,000 years. To build a confederacy of democracies throughout the world. Why do you think President Bush keeps talking about democracy, democracy, democracy? We want to bring that to the Middle East. We wanted to bring it to the world. Well, the United States is not a democracy. We're a republic. Our founding fathers abhorred democracy. And, of course, you really need to get some of the material that we have, some of our little pamphlets on We Are a Republic. It's available. It's inexpensive, $3.95, I think, plus shipping. We are a democracy. We are a republic. Understand the difference between a democracy and a republic. And then, of course, you'll understand why President Bush is pushing democracy throughout the world. And then you need to get our three pamphlets set, inexpensive, I think, $9.95 for all three pamphlets, The Occult Hierarchy. It goes into the spiritual forces that are working in the world, the Great White Brotherhood, the Brotherhood of Wisdom, how all this ties together with these various demonic forces, St. Gerard, so many of these organizations and people, demonic forces, truly demonic forces. The book that really changed my whole perspective was called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We still have it. It's published back in the early 1980s, but takes us into this whole supernatural element. There really is another dimension. There are people who tap into that dimension, and that dimension influences many of the people working at the highest levels of our government. So if you'd like, of course, to get our material on the supernatural, we have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We have a wonderful book by Johanna Michelson, written in the early 1980s, called The Beautiful Side of Evil, because she was a medium. And she was working with a spirit healer, with a psychic surgeon, and she saw all of these wonderful miracles, only to eventually realize that they were all demonic manifestations. You need to go to our website, get our material at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet. And then, of course, we ask you, of course, to go ahead and give serious consideration to getting the material which we have on all of these aspects of the supernatural, and we suggest Satanism and deliverance, and then, of course, we suggest these four tape set on the supernatural, and certainly you want to get my talk or my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the other dimension. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.